Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Shalom. I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. It's been quiet. I don't know what's going on. I hope you can hear me. I know you unmuted me, but I cannot hear you. Maybe I'll hang up. Oh, well. I can't hear you.
Shalom, Yom Suf. We can't hear you. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We heard the music, but we can't hear you. I don't know if I could be heard. But you got to go to plan B, I guess.
Contrail. Okay, well, you know, it's a usual suspects. You know how they go. But thank you, Contrail, for letting me know, and Sister Yehudi for letting me know. They're playing the same old games. We've gotten used to it, but unfortunately, we have to deal with it occasionally. I'm going to have to shift my operation because I had to plug in by virtual of my phone, so I had to take all my study information and take it from where I'm at to where I can talk on my phone, and I don't have any feedback over the phone. But I was saying, Contrail, and fellow detectives, investigators, my name is Yom Suf Arif, and I am one of the detectives on the Real Talk for Real People show. And you may be asking yourself, what is this Real Talk for Real People show? Well, it's a show designed to give you an in-depth study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, give you a bird's-eye view of critical analysis and assessment. Why? Because it is the most important relationship that you would ever have in your life and must be maintained and codified, like anything in life, electricity, so on and so forth, carpentry. Contrail can tell you about carpentry. Everything has codification in order for it to be a proper functioning relationship. If you're out of the codified manner, you're simply leaning to your own understanding. No electrician worth his salt will go about messing with electricity without codification. Of course, stands the reason he may get himself killed. And the same way we look at the Most High should be the same way an electrician has respect for electricity. And the most important relationship that you will ever have in your life is being codified with the Most High. Praise and bless his holy name. The most important relationship, because everything is contingent upon that. But before we get started in our studies, and we do apologize, and before I introduce Contrail and Sister Yehudi and Ezekiel and Yakira, they are investigators. They are detectives, as you should be, leaving nothing to chance in a happenstance. I want to make one contemporary comment. I posted on Facebook. I said, some women can handle their affairs just as good as any man, and even better. And I used Proverbs 31 to support my position. Someone, because you know we always got fools, that's why it's called Food Book. Well, you know, a man, a woman, all this hyperbole. No facts, just his opinion. But I've learned through the study of the Most High codification, you don't never argue with no fool. I said, you have a right to your opinion, but I stand behind my position. That's that on that. End of story. Truth be told. Well, now, Contrail, since your mic is open, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot.
Shalom. For some reason, I can't hear you. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Okay. I was waiting for Yom Soup to get to his office. I was waiting for Yom Soup to get to the other room. But I was talking about the two young men that were fighting in the mall. One was
right.
a brother,
yes.
and another was a Gentile.
Right.
And they threw the brother on the ground, put him in handcuffs while they sat the white boy on a couch.
And actually, the Caucasian fellow had put his arm, like, his hands up the way he did to get cuffed and wasn't. He was just, like,
right.
ignored. And he probably agitated the situation.
He was older than the brother.
Uh-huh.
And he was picking on the brother.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see, you know, their bias, their prejudice, their racism. Why not arrest both of them?
They're not. See, this is something here that, you know, Most High is right. You know, there's people walking around blind. They don't care. We see it.
Jesse, 1-2.
Yeah, we hear you now.
Hey, I'm sorry about that, y'all. They are doubling down on trying to undermine the show tonight.
Uh-huh.
You know, my plan B, I was calling Cartrell. Cartrell couldn't hear me. I was
uh-huh.
introducing him. So since they're doubling down on trying to undermine the show tonight, and they are determined to muggle me, the usual suspects. They're working overtime.
Yeah.
They are doubling down. So that being said, praise Yah, Sister Hootie, and you and Cartrell are on.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna step out the way because they're undermining my efforts. I don't wanna spoil the contest of show trying to run around, trying to get back on and this and that and the other. So
uh-huh.
Sister Hootie, when you have the chance, when chance presents itself, you don't hear from me, just proceed on with the show, and you do Proverbs, and we'll get right back, Most High willing, and Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We hear you loud and clear, bro.
Yeah, but how long that's going to be?
It's going to be too
easy. When we first started, you know, I knew I had to do Plan B. I did Plan B. They did the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how long this going to hold out.
Oh, because
so
I heard you.
Now, mm-hmm. Said it again.
I said, we got you if you drop the mic.
Okay, well, that being said, let's get into the study. I got to go get my study material because I'm away from the mic, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my study material. Then I'm going to hand it right on off to Sister Hootie, okay?
Okay. No problem. And, you know, and Cotriel, I get a little frustrated. I ain't going to lie that we don't woke up to. But they're aware because they wrote the statement that people are going to get upset. And it tickled me when it doesn't tickle me, but the wording, it appears. Meaning it appears. It is what it is. It doesn't appear nothing. Indeed. You can't
don't believe you're lying out.
Right.
Yeah, and I opened Ezekiel. He's one of the detectives. I opened his mic up
in order
for him to have access to the conversation and the studies.
Right.
But I think y'all heard what I was saying about that gentleman on Pooh's book, right?
Right, we did.
Okay.
We heard.
All right. Okay, well, let's get started then, shall we? May the Most High bless us.
Okay.
We're
just talking until you came back. Hallelujah. That's
okay.
all. Okay, great.
Praise Yah. And this is talking in reference to what's to come. Apparently it hadn't came because everything that's indicated in this chapter has not taken place in regards to us as a nation. And the arid desert shall be glad. The wilderness shall rejoice and shall blossom like a rose. It shall blossom abundantly. It shall also exhort and shout. It shall receive the glory of Lebanon, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They shall behold the glory of the Elohim, the splendor of our Yah, strengthening the hands that are slack Make firm the tottering knees. Those them bad knees, I got them. Said to the anxious of heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your Elohim. Recruitment is coming. The recompense of Yah. For he himself is coming to give you triumph. No, you don't have to get it from the Black Lives Matter movement. You don't have to get it from the Democratic Party, Republican Party, or gay rights movement. Yah said, I will give you triumph. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer. The tongue of the dumb shall shout aloud. For water shall burst forth in the desert, streams in the wilderness. Torrid earth shall become a pool, parched land, fountains of water. The homes of jackals, a pasture. The overboard of ostriches. Reed and rushes, it will be a healthy land. And a highway will appear there, what should be called the sacred way. No one unclean shall pass along it. So you better get codified. But it shall be for them. No travelers, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there. No beast shall be there. No ferocious beast shall set foot on it. These shall not be found there. The redeemed back shall walk in. The ransom of Yah shall return and come with shouting to Zion, crowned with joy and everlasting. They shall attain joy and gladness while sorrow and sighing flee. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Fellow detectives, y'all got the mic. Bless him and praise the Most High. Let him direct and order yourselves. And please, I know you're not. Don't lean to your own understanding. All right. Praise y'all.
It sounds like there'll become a time when, because it states in chapter 35, verse 4, say to those with ancient heart, be strong, do not fear. See, Elohim comes with vengeance, with a recompense of Elohim. He is coming to save you. And I suppose when that happens, and the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf be open. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, because waters shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool. In the thirsty land, in the something springs of water, in the home for the jackals, with such lay grass with leaves and rashes. For 8 is one that struck me. It states, and there should be a highway and a way, and it shall be called the way of apartment. The unclean does not pass over it, but it is for those who walk the way and no fools wander on it. And I remember Miss Lillian said, also, these are people that know the way. And we're supposed to be the people that know the way to righteousness. And I thought it was interesting that you made that statement. Cartriel, say who? Correct me if I'm in error.
We're definitely learning the way of righteousness by studying the word of Yah, which is going to take us over this highway if we make it, if we're worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a futuristic vision that the prophet Isaiah sees, but it's a continuum of the judgment that Yah is going to bring to the nations.
Right.
He says, yeah, I'm going to bring judgment to the nations. And when I do, I'm going to pour out my spirit, as we read in Isaiah 33, He continues it. The wilderness and the deserts will rejoice. Imagine mm-hmm. that. We think they're inanimate objects. How is the wilderness and the desert going to rejoice? And the desert shout for joy and blossom. So now there's a big concern about global warming and how mankind is destroying the planet. And the future generations is not going to see the beauty of creation like past generations. But y'all saying, oh, no, what y'all thinking is absolutely on the wrong path. Global warming, I'm going to correct that. I'm going to beautify the planet again. He said it will blossom profusely and rejoice with joy and jubilation. So these things that we think are inanimate objects, or the wilderness can't talk, the desert can't talk, Most High said they're going to rejoice. They're going to be jubilant. They're going to be shouting. And if you understand their language, you can hear them. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of Yah, the Creator, the majesty of our Elohim, without the pollution of mankind. The future of the earth is great. And what the nations are saying about the future of the earth, their negotiations about greenhouse gases and global warming and all this stuff, the Most High is going to make them pay, because he's coming with this judgment. And what is this judgment? He said, behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance. The retribution of Elohim will come. Yeah, you have to pay for what you've done to his creation. Then he says, but he will save you. Who's the you? That's the big question. Us. Us that are righteous. Us that are upright. Us that know the way. Us that walk according to the qualifications that we're reading about. So even the eyes of the blind will be open. Israelites on Fool's Book, people of the world who don't see the truth, then they will be able to see. There is a creator. There is a God who intervenes into the affairs of man. And the ears of those who are deaf will be unstopped. Oh, now you're going to hear. You're going to try to find out what Yah is saying. Then those who leap will leap like a deer. This reminded me of that Richard Pryor movie, Which Way Is Up. Remember the part where he played a preacher and an old brother walked up to him and said, I want to walk. I want to run. I want to jump again. And he said, you asked me a whole lot for $5. You asked for an awful lot for $5.
$5.
He said, you better get fat before I put this glove on you. But the Most High, he ain't charging no price. Those that limp, and I've been limping in my life, he said, go leap like a deer. And the tongue of those who cannot speak will shout for joy. For waters will burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Who could do that? Mankind can't do that. Only God could do that. The scorched land will become a pool. So he's talking about all the deserts on the earth. What kind of recreation are we going to see with that?
Right.
So the Most High says there will be a highway, a roadway, and it will be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it. Why? Mm-hmm. Because the presence of Yah is going to be dwelling on earth, not in the heavens like people are trying to get to, but on this highway on earth, that's a highway of holiness, which means Yah, the Most High's presence is going to be there. And you can't travel on that highway if you're unclean. And we know the regulations and the codifications of being unclean. But it will be for the one who walks that way. We know the way to walk. You got to be clean in order to be in the presence of the Most High. And fools will not wander onto it.
Right.
No lion will be there, nor will any vicious animal go upon it. They will not be found there. So the Jews that said that this prophecy has been fulfilled, that they have come back from their dysphoria and received the land, it doesn't match what this is saying here, does it?
Because you know, it's the people who know the way. They don't know the way.
Right.
Because you have to know the way and be clean, like you just read. And like you said, it won't be any animals. The roach is edible. Ooh, excuse me. Yeah.
But the redeemed will walk there. And what is it to redeem something? What does it mean to redeem something?
Make it better.
No, that's not redeeming. to redeem something means take back possession of what you own. I'll give you an example. If you take your Rolex watch to a pawn shop, he'll give you some money, right, for the Rolex watch. And you take that money and use it for what you have to use it for. Then when you go back to the pawn shop, you want to do what? You want to redeem that Rolex because you have the money to pay for it, right?
Hey, yeah, get it back. I got you.
And the redeemed of Yah, the ones who belong to Yah, will return and come to Zion with joyful shouting. And everlasting joy will be on their heads. How can everlasting joy be on your head if you die? That means you're going to have everlasting life. Because you already read, Yah said you're going to swallow death. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. No more singing the blues. We've been singing the blues for how long?
Oh, too long.
Okay. Oh, so I said no more blue song.
Yeah.
Only songs of joy. And we could do that very well, can't we?
Okay. Yes, yes, Sue. Oh, man. Oh, I thought I heard y'all Sue say something.
You dropped him up? Yeah, yeah. Ezekiel, you
didn't? No. I'm just listening up.
Yeah, that goes even what Torah talks about when Israelite gives himself onto a Gentile, you know, to make money and things like that, you know, at any given time, his family or next of kin could come redeem him, or he could redeem himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it says, and they know they have a record of this, and this is why, you know, they talk about sovereignty and things like that. They have an account on this. They keep records on this of literally you could redeem yourself. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, freeing you from, you know, a lot of the laws of certain things. But anyways, the point is just
that's a stronger
that
reference
up
to what I made up. Definitely. That's
yeah.
more that's closer to what Yah is saying. You can redeem a family member if he's subject to a foreigner.
And yeah, and that's just going back, like you said, we his property. So, you know, like I said, you know, folks, you know, like a lot of folks don't like to hear that word being your a possession. You know, the we're the Most High's possession. So that's why he's saying he's coming to redeem us, take back. We belong to him. It was never theirs. And they mistreated us. You know, anything you hold in possession and stuff, you take and you have great value in it, you're going to take care of it. You know, you ain't going to want to let anything happen to it. You take real good care of it and stuff. You know, so that's the
and
Most High,
that.
You know, coming.
If I set my Rolex watch to a pawn shop and it's damaged, they got to pay for it, right? For the damage that they did to it. And like you said, whoever has that in their possession is supposed to take care of it. These people didn't take care of us, and they think that we're their property. Matter of fact, they allow us say that we are their properties. If you don't vaccinate your children or you don't do certain things with your children, send them to school or follow their regulations, they'll take your children from you.
Right. And not only that, they stole it from the Most High. You know, this we as prized possession and stuff. So it's like, you know, that goes into our law about, you know, well, they know they're a thief. The Most High knows they're a thief and things. So, you know, they have to pay back, four times the amount of what we're worth and things like this. So there's a lot of stuff that
plus
these other nations have coming upon their head.
The price of kidnapping. The price of kidnapping, according
mm-hmm.
to law. Because like you said, they stole us. Stealing us is kidnapping.
Yep.
And we are being held ransom.
Yep. So, yeah, they got more than a lot more than what's coming on to them. There's the stages that goes to this with the Most High. I think this is why I get closed-minded to you know, a lot of different things that's out here as far as like folks trying to mix in certain things with the scriptures and stuff, and it's just like, nah, No, you know, our knowledge and our wisdom is right here. That's why the Most High says, seek ye out of the book. You know, this is what we're supposed to be doing and things, and, you know, keep blinders on our eyes not to look left or right and stay straight and stay focused, because that's what's going to keep us clean. Yeah, and that's going to allow us to walk on that dry path that he's talking about right here. As you said, like the upright and the righteous and in the Most High's eyes. So, you know, all of us still got work to do and things, and continue to keep doing and not try to make up any excuses for it. You know, strive to it and stuff so we can walk over that land, you know. There you go.
Yes.
That's all I got to say.
Any important things about this chapter?
Go ahead.
The important thing about what we're reading in the book of Isaiah is Yah's plan laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Past, present, and future. Yah's plan. Somebody sang a song. The Creator has a master plan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the lyrics to that song, but
I remember.
Somebody wrote a song about
Yah's
master
plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're studying the master plan, and we have to fall in line with the master's plan, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't recognize that Yah has his plan laid out, and we're reading it. You want to cross across that holy highway that he's creating, right? You want to be one in that number when the saints go marching in. Here's a song about that. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
But this is the scenario.
Yeah.
The Most High didn't redeem the Jewish people and give them the land, did he?
No.
Nope. They stole it.
There you go. And they were never stolen, were they?
Nope.
Not like we were. So who really fits the prophecy? And we have to know
right.
what our future is. Right, because we fit all the prophecies. We got to fit the future prophecy too, don't we?
Right.
Well, just about now what we're going through. We're trying to make it to the future, which is brighter than anything that the nations can offer us. This is Yah's plan. And for the redeemed to see Yah's glory, his wonder, his power, his might, to see him restore the earth, to hear the wilderness and what do you say, the wilderness? And the desert rejoice, that's going to be something to behold. And he said he's coming to save us. Yesterday we read where he's going to roll up the heavens and the stars are not going to shine. And what you going to do when he's doing that if you're not in his refuge, if he's not coming to save you? That's why he tells us to be strong. Strengthen yourself now before this judgment comes. That's the thought I really wanted to get to. What do you say? Strengthen the exhausted. What does your book say? Verse 3. And make the feeble strong. Say to those who are anxious heart, take courage, fear not. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance. He's coming to judge the earth. But you can't be afraid because you know Yah's plan, don't you?
Uh-huh.
And you're in his refuge, aren't you? According to the way you walk in the earth, how you live it now.
The willpower that he gives us, strengthen it. He'll make sure he'll help you to strengthen it. So don't look at it as a bad thing, you know, if you're going through a trial, you know. Be happy you're going through it. Like you said, you know, this is what he's trying us for and things to make you strong.
And what makes us strong is repetition. If we read that Yah's master plan over and over and over again, it will make us stronger because we have faith, trust, hope, and we depend on Yah of our fathers because we know him better through repetition. You can't read this once and get it. You cannot read this once and think you got it.
Mm-hmm.
So we go over it and over it and over it and over it again. It's like martial arts.
study constantly.
You gotta do 800 push-ups every day. Push-ups again? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 800 every day. Over and over and over again. It only makes you stronger. Right? Mm-hmm. Push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, running. The more you do it, the stronger you get. And that's the physical. Mental and spiritual is the same thing. It's just repetition. Some people mm-hmm. read it one time and think they got it. I think not.
Yep.
Y'all soon say the crickets, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm sitting in the background because I'm a past in with my telephone, so I'm just laying. You guys got me. You guys doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to hear your opinion as well. Right? Come on, man. I can hear your voice. What do you think about what you just heard?
I think the expectation that we have as far as the future is concerned should make one jump for joy.
Uh-huh.
Because we've been in dire circumstances for 402 years in county. We've been in dire circumstances for 402 years in county.
Yeah, yeah.
So the expectation for that should give one pause for joy and gladness that it's going to be over one day. I ain't got to worry about the Democratic Party, Republican Party, Black Lives Matter, gay rights movement. None of them going to save me. The Most High said, I'm going to give you triumph. And so that's the beauty of that. We ain't got to get no rubber. We ain't got to get no pop guns, no nuclear weapons, no bow and arrows, no slingshots. The Most High said, I'm going to take care. Stand back. Sit out of the way. Do what I tell you to do. Get codified. Do what I tell you to do. Let me handle the rest. I got the rest. That's our problem. We do too much, Cartrell, and Sister Hoodie and Ezekiel. And most of what we do is lean into our own understanding. Instead of following the code, and that's why I emphasize so much over and over again each day. And Cartrell knows this. And construction. Cartrell can't go on a construction site and just put up some stuff the way he wants.
You can't even get on a construction site without codes. You have to have these certified.
Exactly. And we don't seem to, unfortunately, Cartrell, it's sad to say that we think we can go do things with y'all uncodified and it's going to work. That's total insanity. And we need to stop it. And that's why these studies are important, because it helps one get codified.
Yeah, it's like walking on a construction site thinking that you could do what you want to do. No, you'll die not knowing the codification.
Exactly.
On a construction site, it's dangerous for the workers that work in it, much less for a person that is oblivious to the codification when a building is going up. Yep. You got to pass OSHA standards. You got to have certificates, all kind of certifications. You got your certs. You ain't got your certs. They're not letting you on the sites, on a job site.
Well, unfortunately, Katria, it's just like a newbie coming on into an electrical field. And he come in, he didn't change the whole dynamic, how you install electricity, how you handle electricity, the transformers you use. That's how it amounts to. When you go against Yah, you're going uncodified, and you're not doing what Yah tell you to do, the end result going to be a disaster waiting to happen. Just like any electric car. I always knew to the fact Cartrell knows it because he was in the construction field. Cartrell, even if Cartrell, I imagine, playing one of those beams, he was if he went on a beam, he was codified to do certain things. He just couldn't walk on that beam. Well, I'm cautious. I can walk on that beam. I can do moonwalk backwards. No, come on.
Well, if you're walking on the beam, the code is you have to have a harness. You can't walk on the beam if you don't have a harness. And you have
that's
to know code. How to put the harness in properly, because the harness will kill you.
That's cold, Katya. And I don't understand for the life of me, when it comes to y'all, people say, I can do what I want to do, how I want to do it, and that's going to work for me. That's insanity.
Well, Yah tells us right in this chapter, verse 8, a highway will be there, a roadway and it will be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it. Now, let's stop right there. If you don't know what uncleanness is, according to codifications, you might think that you just got to take a shower and wash your hands, and you'll be clean.
Y'all don't think like that, too. We laugh, but y'all don't think. Go ahead, Katya.
No, see, because you might misunderstand the codification. A lot of people don't understand the codification for uncleanness, do they?
No.
No, they don't.
Nope. They ain't trying to.
So if you don't know the codification, when you try to walk in that highway will electrify you.
you know the same thing about that, Katya? You know the same thing about that? Some of us who elect to leave our own understanding, they going to take bulldozers out there try to build a road. They can't let y'all take it. They go out there with bulldozers, graders, and salt, asphalt trucks and everything. You better believe it.
So I stopped there. The unclean will not travel on it. You better know what uncleanness is. But it will be for the one who walks the way.
Codification
will not wander on it. You have to know the way to walk. You can't be a fool walking on this highway that y'all are talking about.
Codification, baby.
Because literally, you'll be electrocuted.
Exactly.
You'll be zapped, or you'll be devoured with a devouring fire.
Exactly.
Even the lions know better. He said no lion will be there because they know better. They know codifications. They will not be found there. Why? Because they know Yah's codification better than man. Trust me. When Yah say don't go across this highway, lions ain't going across that highway because Yah said don't go across that highway.
You better believe it.
Animals obey Yah. Trust me. Man, on the other hand, we got a problem.
A whole different animal.
Are we ready to go to Proverbs?
Yes, ma'am. Momentarily.
Okay.
You have any thing further more to say on it? If not, we're going to move right on to the next segment of study.
Oh, no. I'm through. We can move on to our Proverbs now. That's true. Oh, thank you, P.B. Herman.
Stuck in that helium again.
Man, you'll never get nowhere stuck in that helium. Get close to God. Get away from the in crowd.
A big food. Everybody on here wants me further, you know, so that's no problem. But anyway, let's carry on. Let's get this rhythm in, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Is that Donald? Man, hold on. We're not having Donald Duck on the show, okay?
Oh, we got Donald Duck.
What do they need helium for in Wisconsin? That's what I want to know.
Man, the air is cold, so it's thin up here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
okay.
I go down south, then, you know, it becomes real deep. You know what I'm saying?
You got jokes, huh?
Oh, yeah. See, everybody can sound like Yom Tzu, see? That's what we're finna do here. Hey, y'all ain't finna be sitting here mocking me neither. All right, I'm going to quit.
Go ahead, sister.
I'm going to laugh anyway.
Praise y'all.
I would say this. Yeah. We're supposed to have a storm coming through upper part of the United States and on the east, which is New York, and hit, we'll see. But ask Most High to keep us safe. And if it's not as severe, it's not. If it is, I just still ask to keep us safe. But anyway, chapter 26, Proverbs. Like snow in summer and rain in harvest, seeing is not fitting for a fool.
So what is not fitting for a fool?
A sting.
Okay.
You can't esteem yourself. You're foolish.
Well, you know what? Well, Sister Hootie, in some of our cases, it's quite exemplary because you see how some of us act in our so-called communities. And it's not fitting. And just use us as a classic example in some cases with some of us. It's not fitting the way we comport ourselves, the way we behave, the way we treat each other, and so on and so forth. It is not fitting because we are monstrosity, because we refuse to follow codification, and therefore we are fools as a result, and it ain't pretty.
From the head to the toe, the leadership on down.
Exactly.
As the bird wanders, as the swallow flies about, so a curse without cause does not come.
Somebody try to curse you for no reason, it ain't going to rest on you.
It's not going to happen.
No. Nope.
No.
People try to wish you out and make them nasty and all that stuff.
Yeah.
To put, cast spells on people. But if it's without a cause, it's not going to rest on you.
And even with that, that'd be like the Most High. You know, he'll flip that curse or that ill will or, you know, the destructive talk, you know, to come back on you.
And that's what happened with the war on drugs. They try to put drugs in our community, and the Most High flipped the table right back on them. Didn't he?
Yep.
Again, a whip for a horse, a bridle for a donkey, and a rod for the fool's back.
Of course, you can't reason with no fool. But you got to control animals, certain animals. But with fools, there is no control. The only thing they understand is a beat down. But you can't
remember
reason.
That. You remember that American that went over to some foreign country and put graffiti on the wall?
That's an example of food.
He did what?
Pained. He went to some foreign country and he put some graffiti on the wall. They arrested him, put him on trial, and the penalty was 40 stripes.
Oh.
A public lashing.
Mm-hmm.
And he got
I remember that time, Cottrell, that white boy went over there in North Korea and was taking posters off the wall. And they caught him. Remember, he went through his trial. He was crying. And unfortunately, he ended up dying in the prison system, and they brought him back. And so just why would you do something like that? Go mess with other folks' stuff.
Privilege.
Yeah, I guess white privilege didn't work there.
Nope.
Well, it's an act of foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy was one. They told him not to do his graffiti art on the walls. He did it anyway. They arrested him and publicly lashed him 40 stripes.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. Do not answer. This is what Young Fu was talking about, number four. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also become like him.
Well, I just straightened the fella up because I went back and checked the post. He kind of got a little irate. So I just, you know, I cut people off like, I don't have time for the nonsense. He said, well, these are my facts. I said, bro, have you met all the women in the world? So I have my set of facts also, okay? And you best... Your best bet is to go ahead on about your business. Don't test me. I don't have the patience nor the tolerance to deal with fools.
Or, listen to this one. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he becomes wise in his own eyes. That might pay off a little bit.
I'll show you, Sister Hootie. That it wasn't going to pay off for that brother because I'd have sent him to food paradise so quick he wouldn't know what happened to him.
Well, I wasn't talking about him. I'm just talking about anybody.
But let's see that. That applies to him or anybody else. I'll send them to food paradise.
Man, I've seen plenty in my days. I mean, plenty. And they walk around like they doo-doo them things. And they like it says, they think they wise in their own eyes. They be looking like, dude, this dude is telling you with all of this stuff how to mess up making a cake. Like, yo, he just, yo, hey, I've seen and heard way too many of these type of individuals.
So, Young Sue, what was the problem that the brother had with what you said?
Well, he was, hold on, let me read it. Let me get my view, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to quote him exactly how he said it, and I don't want to put words in his mouth. So I'm going to bring it up right quick. Y'all bear with me. May the Most High bless us. And it's coming right on up. I'm going to read what he posted back to you. And it looked like the food and posted something back, so he'll be in food paradise for the night. Okay, let me go to him. Okay, let me go. Okay, here's what he said. His name is Kuni Orijuba. And he said, okay, this is what I wrote. I said, a woman can run her affairs just as well as a man or better. Proverbs 31. That being said, it doesn't make her a man, and neither should it. And so his response to that was, let me scroll down right quick. He took issue with it, I guess. Our gunner. He says, women are not good at leadership because they are more emotionally led than men. Some men are women made to. Men build the houses we live in. Women will make poor leaders on a battlefront. He ain't met some of them women I've met. Women are not good fighters. He crazy as hell. Most women have degrees in humanities subjects like sociology, psychological, accounting, philosophy. How many women take courses in engineering, electrical, or mechanical engineering? Not many. And I told him, you have a right to your opinion. I stand behind mine. So he takes back, this is what fools do, they continue on. He said, stick to your opinion. I'm with the undisputed and verifiable facts. And so my response to Crash Dummy, mine's are facts too. And you hadn't met all the women in the world. Now go ahead about your business. Don't test me. Okay? So I don't have the time or patience with fools, okay? Because he acted like he'd met all the women in the world. He hadn't met all the women in the world.
Uh-huh.
And our women are not talked about in that fashion. They're talked about women that know how to take care of their own affairs. As a matter of fact, two daughters was with their father building the wall. As a matter of fact, Queen Esther handled her affairs. As a matter of fact, Deborah handled her affairs. As a matter of fact, Ruth handled her affairs. As a matter of fact, a whole lot of sisters handled their affairs. So I take issues with crash dummies talking about a woman just there for their sexual gratification. Get naked and stand in the kitchen and don't say nothing. I take issue with that. I got daughters. I got mothers. I got aunts. I got a woman. I got a wife. I don't play that.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, sister.
You got sisters.
Yeah, I got
auntie.
Yeah,
and
auntie.
Yes.
Right.
I think that Harriet Tubman handled her affairs pretty well.
Huh?
So I think that Harriet Tubman handled her pretty well.
You better believe it.
Right.
So, it's the perspective that we grow up under, Western mentality, being Eastern people not knowing Eastern ways. If you go to China and you try to fight one of the women are going to kill you. They know martial arts. As a matter of fact, I seen a video where this Chinese guy got in an elevator with this Chinese lady, and they didn't know each other. He pushed his floor, she pushed her floor. His floor came first. He tried to run out the elevator with her pocketbook. She grabbed her pocketbook, snatched him back, grabbed him around the waist, and did a suplex on him. I think she broke his neck.
Well, again, he had met a few of my blood sisters, okay? I got a sister named Elder Jean. She ain't nothing to play with. She ain't nothing nice. Okay? And I met some sisters that beat the brakes off some men. Okay? I don't know where he hanging out. I guess he hanging out in the village. Okay?
And he don't really know the story of Deborah, if he's supposed to be biblical.
Right.
Well, and we're going to talk some more about people that are foolish. Catriel, can you read 7 and 8? Please. I want to hear what you're saying.
Verse 7 and 8. Like useless legs to one who cannot walk, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. So you paraplegic, but you're telling people you can walk.
Cartel. It's like this, bro, too. A fool can't work it out. He can't work it out. He can't work out the codification. And he going for trying to tell folks codification. And he a damn fool. Okay? A damn fool.
But I think you missed verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think you missed verse 6.
Okay, we got it.
You have me read verse 7. Okay,
oh,
verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
One who sends a message by the hand of a fool chops off his own feet and drinks violence.
It's going to cause you problems. It's going to cause you problems. Send a fool to put in work for you, okay? Don't send a fool to put in work for you.
Uh-huh. King Solomon got jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I like it though. It's funny to me. Don't send a fool to put in no word for you, because it's gonna cause you problems. Okay.
So you could imagine King Solomon, right? He's trying to give the people wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's why he wrote it down. But I'm sure he was talking to people around him, and he's looking at them like he's like looking at certain people like useless legs to one who cannot walk. So it's a proverb in the mouth of fools. You trying to handle what I'm trying to tell you? You don't even understand what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see how I felt about that brother, wherever he hails from, the nonsense he was on.
It's like one binding a stone in a sling. So is he who gives esteem to a fool.
So if you bind the stone on a sling and you try to throw the stone, it's going to come back and hit you in the head.
That's funny, goddamn, but it's true.
I tell you, King Solomon got jokes.
He got jokes, mad jokes.
But this is a true thing, though, because you got people out here who listen to anybody and think it's wise and stuff, and yet you're being your own stumbling block to yourself. So therefore, in the end, you become the fool. You destroy everything that you thought was going to be good and stuff, all because you're listening to foolish people, foolish advice, foolish leaders.
Are you relying on them? Sending them to do your messages. You send a fool with a message. It's like cutting your own feet off.
Yep. That's bad, real bad.
See, a thorn goes into a hand of a drunkard, right? So is a proverb in the mouth of fools.
Well, that drunkard can't feel that thorn, and that fool can't feel that proverb. Okay? If you drunk, anybody ever been drunk? Y'all too bad. And when you get stuck with a thorn in your hand, you fool, you don't even feel that stone. So that means that fool can't even feel what he's talking about as far as those proverbs are concerned. He don't even get it.
He He may not feel it that day that he's drunk, but he's going to feel it that week when he's trying to heal.
I got to admit real quick. That's so true. A long time ago, I was working about almost a month straight overtime. And finally, it was my day to, I got a couple of days off of work and things. So my check was looking fat, and I was just like, you know what? I'm finna go have me some drinks. And I don't even drink like that. If I have a drink, it's once in a blue moon, and that's like once every 3-4 months, literally. I went to the place I was bouncing at, and I didn't have to work or anything, and people were, you know, customers were in there, and they were just trying to figure out real quick, like, they're like, man, Zick, you drink? I was like, no, but I am the night. So I drank so much, and I was going back home, but I went to stop to get a pizza real quick, and I had bought a pizza and everything, and not knowing, you know, not being really conscious of what's going on, of what I'm about to do, I was mauling that pizza in my mouth. I didn't taste anything. I didn't feel anything. I woke up the next morning. I had blisters all inside my mouth because I burnt the hell out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That'll never happen again.
Hey, and that what you get for listening
yep.
to, for watching the Super
and you
Bowl
don't even know how
you with
got
Snoop Dogg over there crip walking and can on. In front of that alcohol, over that crib walk with Snoop Dogg on the halftime. That's what you get.
and it never happened again, I tell you that much. So that's the truth right there. That's just the testimony I want to share for the listeners and y'all. But go ahead, y'all.
An archer who wounds anyone, wait a minute. An archer
yes,
who, is we still on the same vein of fools? Listen to this. An archer who wounds anyone is he who hires a fool or any passerby.
That fool can beat up badly.
Yes.
Man.
That's called friendly fire. You got an archer, he's shooting his own men. You put your arrows in anybody. You're supposed to be putting them in the enemy, too.
That fool can be hell, y'all.
Oh, I got some more for you.
King Solomon got jokes.
Mad jokes.
As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool keeps his folly.
Yep. They supposed to know better, right? After the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty. You're not supposed to do that. You try to train a dog. You got food to eat. Then no, here you go. You're going back to your puke.
I've seen
the
rat
made of mine.
I've seen dogs. I've literally seen dogs. That is an ugly sight. I've literally seen dogs do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's the reprobated mindset, too.
Yeah.
Of our people. Of people. Keep returning to the same folly over and over and over and over and over again. Won't stop.
They
can't stop.
They love Fool's Book, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Have you seen a man wise in his own eyes? There is
mm-hmm.
more expectancy for a fool than for him.
Well, at least a fool got something over somebody.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. Someone that wears it, prideful, and you can't tell them nothing. The Most High can't tell. They won't get under the codification. A fool is smart. A fool is a wise neighbor. At least a fool got one up on somebody finally.
Okay, now we're going to get on the lazy person. We read this before. The lazy one says, there is a lion in the way. A fierce lion is in the street.
What you scared of? Don't be scared.
I know. Don't be scared. All right.
Excuses. Excuses are the tool of the, are two of those that are not codified. Not willing to put in no work. They look for excuses. Hey, there's a lion in the street, Katja. I can't go with you. Katja,
that's
hey,
the best excuse
ain't
I've
no
ever
lion
heard.
In no street, man.
That's one of the best excuses I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
A lion in the street.
And you go walking in the street. There ain't no lion. They still saying, there's a lion over there. You been walking all the way until you out of distance. You can still hear him from the distance talking about there's a lion. All that just not to come with you and do some work.
So we're on the lady.
Well, they got better ones than that.
Turn
I mean,
on
go to some of these jobs.
The lazy one turn on his bed. You get it? As the door turns on his hinges, so does the lazy man turn on his bed.
He ain't going to go nowhere. He's going to stay in the same spot. Rolling over and over.
Back and forth. Over that bed.
Yeah.
Some people sleep to like 12, 1 o'clock. I can't do that.
I can't do it neither. I got to get up. I got to get the person. My old knees are saying you better get up before you can't get up.
Yep.
And put some DW-40 in them joints.
You got jokes, okay? Keep on playing with me, okay? You don't get it.
Yeah, he uses that. I had to use my boyfriend Ben Gay and I forgot what else. Cause I'm gonna give you
a real secret, y'all old folks out there. Take a tablespoon of olive oil and a lemon every morning on an empty stomach. Okay.
Right.
For your genes.
Okay.
You don't need no DW-40.
Oh, you got jokes too, Cartrell, huh? I told y'all about playing with me. You want me to get that country boy hat on you?
Okay, what? Say
what? What's that? Now the lazy one buries his hand in a ditch. He tires him to bring it back to his mouth.
That's real lazy.
That's so lazy.
You're so darn lazy. You can't even feed yourself. I can't bring my hands in my mouth.
That takes too much energy to do. Servant, where you at?
Now listen to this lazy person. He talks about he said the lazy one is wiser in his own eyes. 7, rendering advice.
My said, who can give a discreet answer? You can't convince a lazy person to get up off his laziness, in other words. Because he think he's doing good. As long as people serving people that are lazy, I've seen lazy people. People serving them. And they can do things for themselves.
And this is another one I don't like. People who meddle, a passerby meddling in a strife, not his own. It's like one who takes a dog by the ear. Oh, that's horrible. You take a dog by the ears for what? He's meddling in somebody else's business.
And I seen a video where a guy climbed over a garage wall to go into somebody's garage, and pit bulls came out to meet him.
Oh. That's wonderful.
But you shouldn't be in nobody's business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meddling in strife is not the thing to do. Just mind your business and keep it moving. That's the golden lesson in Harlem, growing up in the main streets of New York City. Mind your own damn business. Don't meddle in strife. You don't know what's going on, unless it's your family.
And this is something I've seen so many times. Like a madman who throws sparks, arrows, and death, so is a man who deceived his neighbor and said, I was only joking. Scripture's deep. I was only joking. No, you weren't. You meant it. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. How can that be a joke? Okay. How can you be joking when you're playing with somebody's wife?
Yeah.
That's never a joke. You should have flamed it. Arrows.
So spark, arrows, and death. Yeah.
And it's a joke to you? No, it's not a joke.
Mm-hmm. I was only joking. No, you weren't. The lack of wood, the fire goes out. And without a slanderer, strife ceases.
Hmm. Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Because people pour wood on the fire when they gossip. Keep the flame going. Keep the tension. Keep the strife. Keep the quarreling. And it starts with gossip. Gossip, it's like wood that fuels the fire. But you, if you're not fueling that fire, then the fire goes out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this one as charcoal is to a burning coal and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. A contentious man, in it many, many times.
So we're talking about Vladimir Putin and Donald J. Trump. People like to sow contention.
And the Biden, both of them lying, Biden and Putin. They both lying. It's a mess because there's a portion of Ukraine that is occupied or controlled by Russia. To see them on the map, so it's deeper. So I throw Biden in there too.
Yeah, these are men that want to use their weapons, that want contention.
Mm-hmm. Throw Biden in there.
Gotta keep the fire burning.
After the lack of wood, the fire goes out, and without a slanderer, strife ceases. As charcoal is to burning coal, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. Okay, I lost my place. 22. The words of a slanderer are a dainty morsel, which go down in the inner part of the heart. Ooh, it does.
So your book says slanderer. My book says gossiper. So
same
a gossiper
thing.
Is a slanderer, and a slanderer is a gossiper.
Yeah.
And that's why we need to stay our behinds off that phone and other folks' business that don't pertain to you. Talking about he said, she said. That's
no,
gossip.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I like to bring people together.
Right.
And these words that people are spewing out of their mouth, slander and gossip, what happens to those words? They go down to the innermost parts of the body. What's your verse say? The end of 22?
Would go down into the inner parts of the heart.
Yeah.
It come back
to the innermost parts of the heart. You can't really retract it from there. Once you say it, you slander somebody, you gossip. Those words go deep.
Yeah.
Huh?
I know they cut down a lot of the fight videos. You see them now and then because it don't make sense. You call me a B. You did this. So why you wanna fight him?
Oh, boy.
Burning lips.
I'm not gonna fight over something that I'm not.
Huh?
I'm not going to fight with someone over something that I'm not.
I know.
Yeah. Now, if I am, it's a different story.
Burning lips with an evil heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. D-R-O-S-S.
It looks here, but ain't it too. Yeah, fragrant lips. People putting on the hits. It looks good on the outside, but it's just covered over in the inside.
Yeah, burning lips with an evil heart. Yep.
Yep.
What is the silver dross? D-R-O-S-S. You know, Fatima?
those for the impurities that are removed from silver to make silver pure. Dross.
That's what I thought, and I wasn't sure. Thank you. So otherwise, you're saying you are like earthenware covered with impure silver. Okay.
Yes.
24. He who hates.
Hey!
He who
the
hates.
Fakeness.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, we ain't got to go there. He who hates pretends with his lips and lays up deceit within him. Though
that's why I like
speaks,
this sound.
Wait a minute, not true. Though he speaks kindly, do not believe him. For there are seven abominations in his heart. Mm, that's deep. I should read that again. I like that. Mm.
It's really a whole series of verses that you should read all together. But you could chop it up.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I look at the comma. He who hates pretends with his lips and lays up deceit within him. Though he speaks kindly, he do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart.
Though his hatred covers itself with deception, his wickedness will be revealed in the assembly. So that outlines universal white racist supremacy. Why we keep believing these people, why we don't see that there's abominations and deception in their heart, we still try to change them. They're not going to change. They smile at your face. Becoming your neighborhood.
Okay.
This your baby. They tell you to vote for me and I'll set you free. And then when they get in office, you're still in the same boat that we were 30 years ago, 50 years ago.
Well, the Commodores did it quite succinctly. You want my love and you try to hide. You know it's true, but you're not to deny it. Can't hide love. Can't hide love for the picture. I think that was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so what I'm saying in regards to that, you can't hide hate anyway. It's going to come out.
In that rendition you just rendered, I don't know what song you're talking about.
Can't hide love. Can't hide love by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
The hell, you gotta quit. I don't know what you're talking about.
He got jokes, but I got you, bro. I got paybacks as a mother, ain't
but see, you talk to me on 25, where it says, but there are seven abominations in his heart. It says, period. Now, unless I should have went on 26, because there it says hatred, because you read it, hatred is covered by deceit. His evil is disclosed in the assembly, period.
Oh, yeah. You can't hide evil. You cannot hide evil. You can try to be deceptive. Huh?
It's going to come out.
Oh, yeah. You reap what you sow. Whatever's in the wash, whatever you did is going to come out in the wash.
Oh, yeah. It will be revealed. Whoever digs a pit falls into it. And whoever rolls a stone, it turns back on him. Ooh-wee. I've seen it happen many, many, many times. A lying tongue hates its bruised one. And a flattering mouth hates ruin.
So be careful of flattery, ladies.
Right.
It won't get you everywhere.
No.
So it could be a lying tongue. Right?
Definitely.
A lying tongue hates those it crushes. He's flattering you, but he lying.
You know, I know the creator is real. He's not fake. And we only live but like a blink of an eye. We can't even conceive in our mind perception of eternity. And we have to hold on. And like you said, I agree with you, Cocktail, and to continuously study on a continued basis. And sometimes when you open your mouth and you say things, people do things, a thing or things that is just remarkable. I was talking to my grandmother, my other grandson's grandmother, and we were talking about appliances and such and so forth. Her daughter came by and dropped me off a heater, an oscillating heater. I was so shocked. See, that's why I know the Creator is real. I didn't ask for it. I didn't complain. But she was moved in her heart. And I thank the Most High. I was just astonished. See, people do good things and let your light so shine. And don't ever feel ashamed if someone do a kindness. So the Most High knew I was about to give up. And he reminded me the things that I've done for people, not boasting. But he knew my heart. I did it because you're supposed to. It was no question. It was no question for me to part and stop and help this senior. No, I didn't help her. I shoveled her snow. She knew me before I knew myself. It's out of respect. She's an elder. Here, it's 6 o'clock. It's going nighttime. And I'm not thinking about no praises. I'm going about my business. And it's just amazing. And once in a while I'll talk about it, but I'm very low key. And this is what we hope the listeners, let your heart be so moved. It could be opening a door. Someone can drop something, pick it up and give it to them. It could be helping with groceries. It could be where a family of three actually is hungry, needs food, and you take them to get something to eat. I don't want to hear about people ripping you off. You have to use wisdom when you give. And that's one of my projects, as long as I live, to give. Because this means nothing. It's the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm done. I'm sorry. Thank you. Hallelujah.
All right, Cartier, do you have any closing remarks?
I just want to give thanks and praise to the Holy One in Israel for our kings and the wisdom they left behind for us to cling to learn, to put ourselves on the right track. And it's a beautiful thing to see that King Solomon had a sense of humor. Some of the stuff in there, you can imagine him looking at fools and just writing it down and taking notes to write this down. So people understand what foolishness is. So I give thanks to the Most High for having a desire, you know, to seek this wisdom out, to seek Yah out. And hopefully we could attain that future that the prophet Isaiah was talking about. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Ezekiel, do you have any closing remarks, brother?
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Man, I'm thankful the Most High gave this wisdom to Solomon. You know, and this is another thing where our people, you know, every chapter that we read up to and things, that this is like a whole chapter understanding a fool. You know, you use discernment meaning you open your ears and you listen. You pay attention what people do, what they say, how they move. You see their patterns, and sooner or later, you can see that they're not following the law, statute of the Most High. They're not trying to be a set apart individuals and things, and you see what they're doing. And everything that they do is on to their own destruction, you know, being a talebearer or, you know, lying lips, playing deceit, gossiping. Mm-hmm. Running and back and forth and meddling people's affairs that had nothing to do with them. People following, you know, the fool, and they all digging the ditch you know, and like it says, the rock, they'll fall therein, and the rock will fall, roll back onto them and stuff. So their folly is going to return onto them into their own destruction and things. So this is the stuff you have to pay attention to and discern and listen and, you know, keep yourself set apart and away from these things. Otherwise, you're going to end up just like them. You don't have to do what they call the dirty dance. You know, you don't have to play with the fire. You know, let it burn by itself. Let them do what they need to do, and you keep it moving. You know, so I'm thankful for, you know, the Most High sending the spirit of wisdom, and continue to keep sharpening us as we go in day by day, and being blessed to wake up another day to get some more of this heavenly bread.
Hallelujah.
Lela Tov to everybody, and I'm saying shalom right now. Shalom.
Shalom. Any closer remarks to come?
Yes, that is a lot of lessons to be learned. I've dealt with fools and lazy people and idiots, and it is what it is. But I like when Ezekiel said at the end, you got to be moved, you know, I'm using my own words, but it come up, you have to be use wisdom. Seek it. Seek the wisdom. And be surprised. Because like I said, we deal with people throughout the years of idiots and fools. And like you said, like Ezekiel said, yeah, King Solomon had a sense of humor. And even though through that look getting off a little bit, I want the listeners to really meditate on this. Improve your life, that you want to, you have the desire, you want to improve your life and to stay. So shalom, peace my family. Be safe, the ones that are in the wake of the storm. Pray for them it's not a horrible storm, that they got to caution the people. So with all that, shalom, good night.
Praise God. Thank you, sister.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank each of the detectives and the investigative work they put in to present to you the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Now, far as the fool is concerned, my only thing in that regard is this. Wisdom and understanding is codified, and fools are codified too. If they're not exhibiting wisdom and understanding, they're exhibiting foolishness. Walk away. Just walk away. May the Most High bless us, direct us, and order our steps and continually. May his footsteps be our pathways. And we'd like to offer you parting gifts, a new heart and a new spirit. We'll help you not be a fool if you are one. Help you not be lazy if you are lazy. Help you not be a gossiper if you are one. And so on and so forth, in order to get codified. Just like King Dom. We're not going to go into detail about it, but we suggest that you get one. Go to the Most High tonight in prayer. Ask him for a new heart and spirit. You're going to need it. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Thank you, fellow investigators. I have to get ready to go and to the studio and cut the mic and play the closing song. But may the Most High bless you. We love you. Shalom and good night. Fellow detectives, you'd like to say good night and shalom to the people.
Love y'all. Shalom. Most High blessings. Lala Tov.
Much love to everybody. Shalom. Have a good night.
Eat a helium alone. Do it. She cooked eggs. She boiled eggs again.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sunny in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, oh, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. Rivers running free, You know how I feel. Blossoms in the tree, oh, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and oh, 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 I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and this bold world for me, and I'm feeling good. Stars, when you shine, you know what I feel. Scent of the pine, you know what I feel. Oh, freedom is mine. Oh, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling